The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to rock around the clock tonight.
Yes, we are talking about some rock and roll history. Tomorrow, March 21st, 1952. Oh, my gosh, 72 years ago, yep, the Moondog Coronation Ball is history's first rock concert. And let me go for the 9 or 62 quiz here because Chris would like to win that. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Welcome.
Pretty good.
Chris, let's see if you can get this. It was tomorrow in history, March 21st, 1952. Cleveland hosts an event now recognized as the first rock and roll show, the Moondog Coronation Ball. Breathless promotion on the local radio stations. Tickets selling out on the single day. Thousands of screaming teenagers hours before showtime lining up outside the biggest place in town. The scene outside the Cleveland Arena on a chilly Friday night in March would look quite familiar to anyone who's ever gone to a major rock concert. But no one on this particular night had ever heard of a rock concert before. The Moondog Coronation, by the way, in question, is legendary, or was the legendary disc jockey Alan Freed. And he was... well, called the father of rock and roll. He was the host of an enormously popular Moondog show on Cleveland AM radio station WJW. What was Moondog doing for a living prior to hosting the Moondog show? That's the question, Chris. So he became this rock and roll guy. What was he doing before? Was he hosting a classical music show? That's A. B, he owned a record store. C, he trained hunting dogs. D, he was a bass player in a rhythm and blues band, or E, he was a salesman for WJW Radio. It's one of those five. You want to take a stab at that?
I'm going to say he was a salesman at the radio station.
Yeah, it's like a Herb Tarlick or something. No, I'm sorry. He wasn't Herb Tarlick, okay? But thanks for trying, Chris. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, you're next here. How are you doing this morning? Hello, Jerry?
Hello.
Jerry, going once, going twice, otherwise we got to hang up. All right, so we're talking about Alan Freed. What was Moondog Alan Freed doing for a living before he hosted Moondog? Was he hosting a classical music show? Did he own a record store? Did he train hunting dogs, or was he a bass player in an R&B band? What do you say?
Train hunting dogs.
Training hunting dogs. You're thinking Moondog. That made sense to me, too. No, it wasn't the one. Let's go to John. John is here and holding on. Hello, John. How you been? Good morning.
Hi, that's me?
Yep. Yep, you're the only John I have online here. So you have your choices here. So we know that he didn't train hunting dogs. He wasn't a salesman for WJW. Was he host of a classical music show? Did he own a record store? Or was he a bass player in an R&B band? What do you say?
I'm going to try the classical music show.
Classical music show, yeah. Well, he really went from one extreme to another, didn't he?
Well, maybe he knew something about music.
Well, it's interesting. Interesting story here. Freed had joined WJW in 1951 as the host of a classical music program, but he took up a different kind of music at the suggestion of a Cleveland record store owner, Leo Mintz. And he had noted that there was a lot of kids coming in, all races, that were getting into rhythm and blues records by black musicians. And so Mintz decided to sponsor 3 hours of late-night programming on WJW to showcase this music. And Alan Freed was installed as the host. And so he's thinking, okay, well, I got to do something. So he took to the task and he adopted his hip persona and a vocabulary that included the phrase rock and roll. He used that a lot to describe it. And then Mintz and Freed, as it grew in popularity, decided to do something that had never been done, a live dance event. And this coronation ball was so popular, and there was massive ticket counterfeiting going on too, John. And an estimated 20,000 to 25,000 people turned up to the arena with a capacity of only 10,000. So you can imagine that it got pretty wild after a little while. They're breaking down the gates, and then the cops had to be called in to break this, you know, to stop the show. So, you know, violence and problems at rock shows. It all started 72 years ago, so it wasn't no big deal, right? But the interesting story, yeah. Bit of rock and roll history.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. So, John, hold on. We're going to send you to Diner 62 just for you knowing that. And we have open phones now here on Wheels Up Wednesday, 770-5633. I'll talk with John, get his address, and then I'll talk with you and get your call if you want. All coming up.
At Batteries Plus, we want to know, what moves you? Is it an SUV or a motorcycle or a golf cart or a boat? Whatever moves you drives us. Batteries Plus, bringing power to your life. Stop in or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious. Pastries and espresso bar beverages for all seasons and for all reasons. Amazing March features include delicious taste sensations like their Irish soda bread, chocolate Guinness cupcakes with Irish cream frosting, paired with a delicious Irish cream brevet or a peppermint patty mocha. So many treats just waiting for you. Perfect for that office party, gathering, or special event. Get to know the family at 1325 Centre Drive across from South Fred Meyer or visit artisanbakerymedford.com.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
At Father and Son Jewelry, we now have Lashbrook Designs. They've revolutionized ring building.
That's right, Beck. Our customers don't have to settle for something someone else thinks is a great style. Instead, they choose the material, the design, the engraving, everything. It's their ring.
It's amazing. Choose one of 200 rings in our display case, scan the QR code into the tablet, and then watch the magic happen. So many options to customize and make it your own.
Come into Father and Son Jewelry for a demonstration.
Home and business owners prefer to work with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Free estimates, affordable, efficient, friendly, fast arrive on time, finish on time. You can count on us for quality roofing. Call us today. Get your estimate tomorrow. 601-9108, CCB number 230-804.
The Joe Pags Show.
The idea that you can stand there beside a good guy who's protecting you with a gun while you tell me why guns are bad, it just blows my mind. And I saw a comparison, and I want to say this in the most family-friendly way I can. Is the way to stop rape removing male body parts? Well, that'd be kind of stupid, wouldn't it? You'd be punishing everybody for the disgusting violent act of a few. Maybe we actually focus on the bad guy who's doing the bad thing.
Evening 6 to 8 on KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day.
Now, Buddy Holly was not at the Moondog Coronation Ball in 1952, but I'm sure he would have invited him had he been available at that time. I think it was a little later in the 50s, but Wild Sam and Steve, you wanted to comment on Buddy Holly. Go ahead. Fire away.
Yeah, Buddy Holly would put out records, and they got played in all kinds of radio stations around, and he would get booked to play in basically black venues here and there, and he said that when they would be on the stage, a lot of times they would have curtains closed. They would open the curtains, and here is four white, geeky-looking dudes with horn-rimmed glasses, and all the people in the audience would look at them and start murmuring, and Buddy Holly said all they could do is start playing, and pretty soon everybody was happy. So,
well, you know, R&B really caught fire, 1950s, and yeah. Well, you know, it's even Colonel Tom Parker had talked about, he kind of said it a little more crudely, but essentially, you know, wanted a white fella that was able to sing like a black man, you know, is what he was talking about with Elvis, you know, and it's well known. And it just, I guess today that would be called cultural appropriation. Is that what we would call it now? I don't know.
But it was people having fun. You know, that's what we're missing today.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was talking with Dr. Carol Lieberman yesterday about how
I heard that
the studies about wokeism that just it was so interesting to read. I just read the analysis or the the short kind of what do they call it, the abstract, I think, of a study about how so many of the what we consider the woke, the Marxists, the people that are going down to this one, the ones that can't define what a woman is. You know, biologically, what a biological woman is. You can't define it because I'm not a biologist, like a Ketanji Jackson said, you know. But, and how miserable so many of these people are, and the majority of them are women. many, many more women have gone down this, young women have gone down this path than men for whatever reason. And I don't know if it's because of the left brain of men going for more logic or not. I don't know. Is there testosterone that's helping them be a little more mentally healthy? But they actually have mental problems. It's a big deal.
Well, I think it's the school system. They push that on adolescents. And adolescents don't know the difference, really, between men and women. They're just kind of finding out as their bodies are changing. So they get them to buy into the craziness. And it is a difficult time to be an adolescent because you just don't know what to think, you know? And so
I agree with you, Steve. I don't know how it would handle the hurdles of having to go for clicks and likes and reposts to the Instagrams, the likes and the thumb downs and the thumbs up and everything else. It was a simpler time for us. There was less to battle with, but we also didn't have the system openly at war with biological reality and humanity in general.
You were kind of a chubby dude with glasses, and I was a scrawny little kid that matured late. So, you know, we had a hard time.
I'm still a chubby dude with glasses. What are you talking about? I'm still a chubby dude with glasses. It hasn't changed, okay?
I know. I'm saying that in friendship.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we wanted to talk about some ham radio stuff. This is actually going to be a big deal. I am so looking forward to
Saturday. Coming Saturday, March 23rd, we're having a swap meet at the Star Auto Body. It's kind of an annex building on 1024 Summit Avenue. And we're just going to have a bunch of people with excess gear out there. You can come and buy or sell what you want to.
All right. I'm trying to think. I could sell half my garage there. I don't know if I could fit it all in the PT Cruiser.
Bring it on down.
I don't know. Okay, what's the time? What time is this going to be going on, huh? what time?
And the other thing is we're starting classes.
No, hold on. What time? Hold on. What time, though? What time?
Oh, 9 o'clock. Starting at 9 o'clock.
All right. And this is for ham radio operators, people that are interested, buying, selling. And so if you're looking for, so I could bring my my TS-450 if I wanted to sell it, my Kenwood.
Oh, yeah.
Find a buyer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or if you had an amplifier or coax or antennas or handheld radios or boat anchor radios, the old two ones that you like, maybe somebody in the family's passed on and you've got a bunch of stuff that you don't want to throw away, but you don't know what to do with it. You know, this is a perfect opportunity to find somebody and make them happy and you can have some cash.
You know something? You bring up a really, really good point about people have died and you end up having stuff that you're not going to be able to do much with. I have.
Yes.
You know, I've been telling you for years, I was really into antique tube radios for the longest time, and I would rebuild them, and I really enjoyed it and had a great time. And I'm kind of past that now. I'm on to different sort of things. But every time someone who used to do radio repair or television repair died, their widow would call me up and say, "Do you want this equipment?" And so I just have all this stuff. You know, you just get to that point where, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And,
well,
you know,
tubes.
Yeah, because I didn't. I got rid of the tubes. Most of the tubes I got rid of. But, because I found people that would do that. But it just, you know, what am I going to do with this? Because I just could not bear the thought of all this old classic radio gear going into the landfill, because that's what they were going to do with it. They were just going to throw it all away, and I just couldn't do it. And my wife would look at me, "Oh, what are you doing? It's like all this gear following me home."
You know, in ham radio, there are many opportunities, and there are lots of people who still build and run old tube radios, old, what was the outfit that sold kits, Heathkit?
Heathkit, yeah, yeah.
Well, there are people out there who still do that stuff. So if you've got something along that line, you know, maybe somebody you could find a home for it where somebody would appreciate it.
Okay, maybe I'll at least find some big boxes of stuff that could be useful to someone, and I won't charge them anything. Just say, "Hey, it didn't cost me anything." It didn't. Well, yeah, but I'm serious. You know, it didn't cost me anything, so I could take it there. It's like, "Would you like to take this home, and maybe you can do something with it?" All right.
Bring it on down.
All right.
You're more than welcome.
All right.
The other thing is we're starting classes again in mid-April. Check out our website at Care Ham Radio, all one word, carehamradio.com, and that will be updated with the class information. Huh. You can also find the information on the swap meet Saturday.
All right, very good. Hey, Steve, I wanted to ask you a question since you're on online here. And do you live in Medford? Do you live in Ashland by chance?
No, Medford.
You live in Medford. Okay. I'm going to ask people right now, if you live in Ashland, if now I was listening to NBC5 and they had that news story come by, and apparently between state subsidies, the city of Ashland is actually kicking in $1,000 to buy an electric vehicle right now. They've opened up this subsidy window. And my question for people of Southern Oregon, has Ashland solved all of its problems that it can afford to subsidize electric vehicles? And maybe this is a good thing. Maybe they've solved all the problems. So that's the question. Do you know, has Ashland solved all of its problems? And so this is how they can afford.
When I heard that this morning, I went into the bathroom and threw up. Just
all right. No, I'm being serious, though. Seriously, if you're an Ashland resident, apparently, if they can come up with a $1,000 subsidy for every person to buy an electric vehicle in the city of Ashland, they've apparently solved all those problems. They don't have any problems with the city manager anymore, or the budgeting, or the parks and recreation.
Right now, there's plenty of water, and so they're making electricity with their power plant, and so they feel rich. But
You know. All right, Steve. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, thank you. 770-5633, serious question here. What do you think about a city in Southern Oregon, Southwest Oregon, Ashland, actually coming up with a $1,000 subsidy? They'll write a check, apparently out of city funds, to someone buying an electric vehicle. And the only reason I can figure that they're doing this is that they must have solved the homeless problem. They must have solved the fentanyl and the drug addiction problem. They must have solved the problems with police. I mean, am I right or am I wrong about that? I mean, I really wonder, because there's no reason why you would write subsidies for someone to buy a Tesla unless you've done all the other things. And I could be wrong about that, but you know, let me know what you think. 770-5633. This is the Bill Meyer Show. News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. A lawsuit filed last week alleges that State Representative Christine Goodwin does not live in her district. The case is scheduled to be heard in a Josephine County court next month. The lawsuit was filed by Josephine County Commissioner John West, among others, and it also alleges Goodwin falsely claims to live at the Falk Estate Vineyards in Canyonville. Goodwill is currently the representative for District 4, and she is running for State Senate in District 2. Both districts represent parts of Josephine, Jackson, and Douglas counties. The lawsuit claims Goodwin lives in Myrtle Creek, which is not in either district. The case will be heard by a Josephine County judge on April 1st. And new from overnight, Jackson County Commissioner candidate Rebecca Mueller has withdrawn from the May primary to support fellow Democrat Denise Krause's campaign. This means Denise Krause is now running unopposed for the Democratic nomination for commissioner. She's also one of the organizers behind Jackson County for All, which has three measures on the upcoming ballot. The measures aim to change the Board of Commissioners, including expanding the board from 3 to 5 and making the positions nonpartisan. Krause filed to run for the position on the day of the deadline, March 12th. For local news anytime, head on over to our website, KOBI5.com. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerna. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Are you adventure ready? Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products, featuring quality options for rooftop tents, racks, bumpers, winches, and recovery gear, LED lighting, dual battery systems, onboard compressors, cargo cases, coolers, and refrigerators. They also offer camp stoves, scuttles, fire pits, tables, and chairs, so you're prepared once you've reached your destination. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445 a month. For $445 a month, you can now tow and haul with a brand new big shiny F-250. Nobody knows how to make lease deals work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck for a low lease payment, like $445 a month on a new Ford F-250. And lease payments are even lower on F-150 and Ford Escapes. Butler says yes to big discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford Super Duty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid, and EV.
42 monthly lease payments is 7,500 miles per year with 97.48 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with a cap cost of $48,125. Unapproved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 3/31/24.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The head of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, Mike Whitaker, said Boeing must improve its safety culture and address quality issues before allowing the plane maker to boost its 737 MAX production. The agency has given Boeing the green light to produce 38 of the 737 aircrafts per month. However, Whitaker said timeline on when Boeing will be allowed to boost its production rate will depend on its effectiveness in addressing its quality control and safety issues. A smart asset analysis says living comfortably as a single person in 99 of the largest U.S. cities, you'll need to make a median income of nearly $94,000. When experts say comfortable, they refer to the 50-30-20 rule. Spend 50% on necessities, 30% on discretionary spending, and 20% saved. The most expensive city? New York, where singles must make just over $138,000. Stocks remain flat. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or...
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Breaking news from the New York Slime. The U.S. issued rules to ensure most new cars are electric or hybrids by 2032. Of course, nobody wants them. The most significant climate regulation in American history. I would retitle that one, the most significant tyrannical administrative state order that has been done. It's almost like a fire. This is the shot. This is more than a shot across the bow there. And all right, what would President Trump do about this? Because there is nothing in the EPA law, the actual law that says that it is a climate regulator, but that's essentially what it has done. So we'll talk more about that as time goes on. Joel, you have an idea? Speaking of transportation, go back to slot cars? What? What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah. The idea of the slot car, you know, it's similar to the teletrain. If we had DC current running through a strip, like on the freeways at least, and the main drag,
yeah,
then we could run smaller batteries because we wouldn't need to have hundreds of miles worth of battery power. We would just need, you know, 10 or 20 miles worth of battery power in between hitting the slot.
Yeah, but you see, you're talking about how to accommodate the tyranny. It comes right down to it. The reason they go here is that you're not going to want to drive so much. They're going to make it very difficult. It's about destroying individual transportation and putting you in a 15-minute city. You need to move away from the, from the Iron Gate, and you need to be put in a nice little habit trail in downtown Medford, let's say. Okay. No dog. No. Keeping a dog is racist too. You got to remember that. Okay. All right. All right.
Do we get a discount? Do we get a discount on electric bicycles? $500 coupon?
Hey, you know, that's a very interesting point. If the city of Ashland is going to write hot checks for $1,000 for people for really wealthy progressives to buy more electric cars, you would think that they would have a $1,000 check for the electric bike that they say they like bicycles so much. Interesting point. All right. Hey, Joel, I'm going to give you a real American salute. All right?
All right. We never got one of those before.
Yeah, see, now you got one. So a guy in the Iron Gate, you know, figures it out there. They're writing hot checks for electric cars in Ashland, but they won't do it for the electric bike. What about the electric bike? They're not cheap, you know? It's a good point. Oh, man, I'll tell you the absurdity of it all right? Let me talk with Matt Dusty over at Dusty's Transmission. He's the sponsor of Open for Business this morning, Open for Business, where we talk with locally owned and operated businesses. And, of course, Matt, you're going to be there servicing the cars that Joe Biden's America says we're not supposed to be able to have after 2032. What do you think about that? Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
That's not the entire feedback that we've been getting through our industry. I think we're going to get a mix for quite a while.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And until then, and then whoever's in the White House then says, it's okay, you will not be allowed to have it. Yeah, that's okay. You'll pry our vehicles away from us with cold, dead fingers, I think is what is going on.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. And that's one of the things I'm kind of concerned about with the autonomous vehicle, too, is at some point, as general public out here, we need to start thinking about our rights to move ourselves and how quick a generation might lose the capability to move themselves.
Yeah, so. Idiocracy America. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, they'll say, gee, Matt, we're really sorry. We know that you've been driving for 40 years or whatever the case might be, but you're just not qualified to drive among autonomous vehicles.
Right.
You just don't have the right stuff, so to speak. And
you all have to buy new things now.
Oh, yeah, buy new things, certainly, from Globalist Inc. But, Matt, let's talk about what's going on at Dusty's Transmission. Dusty's Transmission,
absolutely.
Front Street in Central Point. Been there. How many years you've been there? You've expanded. You got all this stuff. You have all these people working for you, and you're doing great service. Tell me a little bit about what's happening lately, huh?
Well, we've been there since 1979, so decades. And you know, we specialize in automatic transmission, the gear train, and so we're servicing automatic standards, transfer cases, and differentials. Those are the things we rebuild, we replace. That's what we do. We're the largest in Oregon doing that. Recently we have thought about, we're expanding our service rack and bay, just because we've been listening to our customers kind of wanting convenience with engine oil changes and some other general service work that we haven't done in the past. It's difficult dropping your vehicle off, and it's more difficult to do it in two different places.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. So you're going to be doing coolant and the brake fluids and the power steering, the filters and the air cleaners too. And it makes sense when you think about it, because if someone's coming in there for transmission work or to get their transmission service, you got it up in the air. You have access to all of the various ports and hoses and things that you can do.
Yep.
Why not do it all at once, huh? That kind of thing.
Yeah, we're already there, and we do a little bit more invasive with our transmission servicing than everybody else around us, because we do kind of a direct port pump port flush system, so you have to get the pan off. We always do the serviceable filters. So we do a little bit more with the transmission service, and our customers want that, but what we've been hearing from people, and they've been requesting more frequently, is can you do these other things? It's just difficult to drop my car and make more appointments. And I understand that. So time is valuable,
Yeah.
And so we just thought, you know, obviously we're doing something much more technical when we're getting into valve bodies and pumps and things like that. So we can certainly take care of these other general services, just make it a little more convenient for our customers.
Sure.
So we've been starting to do that, and they've been very, very happy with that.
Hey, kind of a one-stop on a lot of this. What is the difference between, let's say, how a typical shop might do a transmission service as what you would do at Dusty's Transmission for the servicing? Because you talked about this direct pump. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you talking about then?
Well, our service, it takes a little longer, and it's a little messier. I mean, so it's not as profitable, I would say. But what you're going to get is a more complete service. We actually pull the pan off. A lot of other places won't pull the pan. They don't want to do the filter. There's a lot of liability in that because, you know, it's a little more involved and a little more technical. So they'll do through the dipstick, suck a few quarts out, put it back in, or they'll hook into the cooler line, and which is really a dilution because not 100% of the fluid goes through your cooling system with an automatic transmission. So it'll dilute the fluid, still no filter. So we don't do it that way. We pull the pan down. We replace the filter. We pump directly through the pump inlet. So it's 100% new fluid in and old fluid out. And so you get all of the fluid. It's just a much more complete service. It takes a little longer, but it does a very good job. Now, there are a few out there that don't have a pan. Mm-hmm. In that case, then we do the cooler line and we just put more fluid through it. We also run into several units out there. We run into this with the CBTs. A lot of even factories or the dealers will say that they're not serviceable as far as the filters, but we rebuild these things in-house. So we know that they are, and we know how to get to them. We just have to take a few more covers off and maybe a few more components. But you can get to those filters and get a lot more life out of those units too.
Yeah, because I noticed a few years ago when I was taking my wife's Passat, VW Passat, mm-hmm. to get serviced, the service person were saying, well, you know, there's no dipstick. It is sealed from the factory. It's considered lifetime fluid. Well, you and I know what lifetime fluid means. Lifetime fluid means, it's for the lifetime of the transmission when you grind it up at 60,000 miles, right? Is that kind of...
That is absolutely accurate. And I'll take it even a step further. That is a marketing campaign in North America, okay? We went to Powertrain Expo a couple of years ago, and I talked to an engineer from ZF out of Germany. And you would be shocked, but that is not something that is worldwide. They service these vehicles. They say to service them. That is a marketing campaign. Yes, it is. They call it seal because there's no dipstick to you know, do the servicing. They can be serviced. The fluid can be changed. Many of them have serviceable filters. And with everything, there's a lifetime that has to be defined. It could be 100,000 miles or whatever. You know, your car could turn to dust. They don't care. They want to sell you a new car. So if you want the car to last, and if you want to look at how that exact same vehicle is being sold all over the world, it's being serviced. It's just a different marketing campaign in North America only.
In other words, don't fall for the talk about, hey, this is a permanently sealed, no service needed automatic transmission, because the fluid gets old. Like I said, I could then bring that to Dusty's, and you could then change that. And when you talk about the pump and getting all the fluid out, does that include the torque converter, the big donut on the end of the transmission? Because from my understanding, if you just drop the pan, you will not get the fluid just coming out of that, right?
No, that's absolutely correct. And that's one of the ways our system is different. The engine's running. It's running just like it's going down the road where you're putting it through its gears. So when we pull the pan and we pull the filter, the filter is actually the oil pickup inside your automatic transmission with the pan that's removed in the serviceable filter. So we pull the filter out, throw the old filter away. We hook directly into the port with brand new fresh fluid. We prime the pump, fire the engine. The engine's running. It's the correct directions, the correct fluid. It's doing nothing but like it's going down the road. Now, there's always been those wise tales out there about don't flush your transmission. That is accurate if you don't do it correctly. If you're reverse flushing, using chemicals, there were some really odd practices out there, and those were doing some damage. Ours is, we put the correct fluid to it. It's just like you're driving down the road. We can put it through the actual ranges. That way your torque converter is spinning. The only way to get the fluid out of the torque converter is have the engine spin it.
Okay.
All the fluid's coming out of the torque converter. You're also getting all the servos and internal components and valve body, and the valves are moving and
All the parts that we out in the regular world have no idea what they are, but you do. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, right. See, this is good to know, though. This is good to know because I've always thought that just dropping the pan wasn't enough. And then you at Dusty's, of course, realize that's not enough either. Okay. Got it.
Absolutely.
And now, not only do that, but you also service regular manual transmissions. You're probably not seeing as many of those except in maybe trucks and in older vehicles. Would that be fair?
Yeah. We're not seeing – that's a DPA thing, too. We're not seeing a lot of stick shifts here in the States anymore because they're trying to save mileage with automatic transmissions. That's one of the reasons we have CVTs, constant velocity transmissions, and we're up to 10 speeds.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about
smaller
that, though.
Engines working.
All right. Now, I've talked with Eric Peters, the automotive guy, the automotive journalist all the time, and we talk a lot about CVTs. CVTs – that seems to be the standard transmission that they're trying to put in a lot of vehicles, which is it has like a belt driving it rather than a torque converter, right? No, maybe it does have a torque converter. Yeah. Does it have a torque converter, right?
Yeah, they still have a torque converter. They're still pump driven. They are it's not a rubber belt like you would think. It's actually a steel belt made out of plates.
Yeah.
Run on two large sheaves. And we rebuild these things for all makes.
Now, my question for you, though, is in your experience, are they getting durable? Because they were just an excrement show when they were introducing these a few years ago, and people were just destroying these transmissions after a short time.
Oh, and they still – what we see is a problem with these. For one, the servicing. You have to service them, in my opinion, more often.
Okay.
I would service a CVT every 20,000 miles. For that transmission. The reason is that steel belt on those sheaves is making metal all the time. It is constantly putting metal, steel metal, into the system. It's getting pumped through the pump. It's getting pumped through the pump controls. So all those valves are getting worn out. When they get worn out in any hydraulic system, it's like you don't have enough pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's got problems. Now it starts breaking down. So servicing them more often, if they can have a filter change, get it changed, it will make it last much longer because what we're seeing is the valve bodies are wearing out because the steel is going through. It's like aggregate in that valve as it's operating in the aluminum bore. And it's just wearing all those components out. So when you do rebuild them, you got to make sure you're using all the correct brand new valve bodies and you have to do the upgrades to the pump controls and you got to do them right or there's no sense in doing it.
The bottom line though is especially you have a vehicle with a CVT in it is mm-hmm. service it more than what the manufacturer is probably telling you to. All right.
Yeah. And it's an EPA push because they want to keep everything at the correct RPM for less emissions. And they're trying to do it with smaller engines. That's why we're starting to see smaller engines and more turbos. I think we're going to see more of that. And that's what I've been hearing from our sources out of Detroit and in mm-hmm. training. We're going to see more of that. We're not going to see full electric vehicles everywhere aren't going to work for all of the country, in front areas and in rural areas and everywhere.
And then if the White House tries to turn us into Cuba, well, I guess you're going to be rebuilding 1995 trucks for a long, long time over at Dusty's, okay?
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there right now.
All right. Matt Dusty, Dusty's Transmission. And like I said, now you're doing other services too, not just the transmission service. And I appreciate the talk. Thanks for for understanding.
No, absolutely.
And I know I'm getting off in the weeds a little bit, but I'm kind of geeky with this kind of stuff. And I just wanted to make sure that there's more to this than you think. And you've got
it's fun to talk about it.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get service. You got to get the service. Phone number to get your appointment. What do you do?
Just give us a call, 541-664-6561, and talk to the office, and they'll get you in. We'll get a good appointment whenever it's convenient for you and get everything taken care of you need taken care of.
All right. Very good. Really appreciate the take there, Matt. You take care. Be well.
You too. Thank you.
Matt Dusty, Dusty's Transmissions. And, of course, if you need a rebuild, boy, they've got those, too, and so much more. It's open for business. 10 before 9 on KMED KCMD. You're waking up with the Bill Meyer Show. Appreciate you being here.
In today's social media world, reviews matter. It's why when you need anything in the way of electrical and plumbing supplies, Google the name Grover to get all the assurance you need that you made the right choice. You need it, Grover has it in stock. Have questions? Grover has the answer and the help to go with it. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree Grover is the store for me. For a location near you, visit GroverElectric.com.
When you shop Grover, there is an over. If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Purchase a new Wayne Dalton garage door and genie opener and get $150 cash back at American Industrial Door. Now through April, choose a Wayne Dalton steel door, including modern, traditional, and carriage house styles, and get $100 cash back. Then pair it with a genie opener for another $50 cash back. American Industrial Door will help you find the perfect mix of style and functionality to replace your old door. See the possibilities at America Industrial Door showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue in Central Point and in Grants Pass on Union Avenue.
Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point has a menu designed to appeal to everyone in the family. Choose from 13 hearty burgers served with fresh-cut fries, crisp and moist pressure-fried chicken, hand-dipped fish and chips, beer-battered prawns, sandwiches, steaks, salads, and more. Dine in or check out the menu online. Call in your order, and it'll be waiting for a quick and easy pickup. Support your local restaurants. Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Supply chain shortages are slowing the rollout of Nikola's zero-emission hydrogen-powered trucks. Chief Executive Steve Gursky says a shortage of pressurized fuel tanks and electric batteries is what's delaying production. Demand for zero-emission vehicles has grown, especially in California, where new regulations are the strictest in the country. Clean energy trucks are more expensive, but refuel faster and can travel twice as far in one go. U.S. crude oil inventories fell last week as refineries continued to increase their capacity use. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said crude oil stocks fell by 2 million barrels to 445 million for the week ending on March 15th. This is about 3% below the five-year average for the time of year. Experts predicted stockpiles would have decreased by 1.2 million barrels. Stocks are currently mixed. The Dow Industrials currently up 10. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
855. It's some emails of the daytime, and there's a bunch of them. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. By the way, they can give you crowns while you wait. Many cases, they have an in-house lab. centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. And Pat in Eagle Point says, hey, Bill, I was looking at the comments on your Facebook. You have someone texting and saying that you and Dennis, I don't always get a chance to look at the Facebook Live until I'm off the air, texting and saying that you and Dennis Linthicum are dishonest about the mail going to Portland. I wonder what Kool-Aid he's been drinking. Anyone with a brain knows how dishonest that part of the state is. I lived there 40 years and couldn't wait to get out for that very woke reason. We didn't used to be a blue state, and when it wasn't, we had people governing who really cared. I'm unhappy with people who are denying the obvious. I hope this guy and others will wake up to reality. Well, you know, it's not, you know, we're not making this up. This has been mainstream news coverage, Pat, about the sorting going up in Multnomah County, moving up to Multnomah County. So we're no longer sorting here locally. You mail in Medford, it gets sent to Portland or Multnomah County or some, you know, mail center up there and gets sent back to us. this having to do with all sorts of problems. This has been something that's been talked about quite openly. So why would it be somehow a conspiracy theory to be curious about how this might affect an election process, especially now that we're saying that election day now has to take more than a week because you have to allow all the mail to come in, and then all the election mail ends up going up to one section of the state and then coming back because of problems over at the Postal Service. These are budgetary issues. So does this person not read anything? Or I'm just saying that, you know, this whole concept that we turn over every vote to the U.S. Postal Service and we send them outside of our area now, I got to tell you, I would highly recommend that we not use the Postal Service for our elections and go to the drop boxes. And even the drop boxes could potentially have hinky. One just never knows unless they're out in front of the election system. I don't think we have the same system like Georgia in which you have people in the middle of the night just coming out and, you know, loading tons of so-called ballots, not votes, but ballots, you know, into the boxes. Remember 2,000 mules. There's so much hinky there. And it gives the appearance of impropriety. That's what I don't like about mail-in voting. It's the appearance of impropriety. You can't really track much of anything. You know, we have... And this should be something that even a Democrat, Democrats and independents would understand here, too. Why would you... You know, we talk about stuff getting lost in the mail all the time. Why would you send stuff through the mail? Mail is a necessary part of our society. We need the mail, but I wouldn't want to be sending votes through the mail, which is why I didn't vote for mail when the time came up. But very interesting time. Thanks for letting me know, okay? Terry's weighing in here in Wairika. Terry says, Bill, okay, the research or the results of the research say more women are woke than men. Nothing shopping there. And by the way, Terry is a woman. Women tend to have that nurturing tendency and are more outspoken. Men never listen, especially when it's a woman talking. Thus, a large number of men haven't heard anything about being woke. When men start talking about woke among themselves over a beer, then we'll see an evening up in the numbers. All right, Terry. I don't know. Woke and maybe talking about over a beer. It would have to be a micro brew. Isn't that right? Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com.
It's